We heard in our gospel reading this morning that the heart of Jesus was moved with pity for the crowd. The human heart of Jesus feels all emotions, happiness, joy, sadness. The human heart of Jesus desires friendship. The human heart of Jesus desires friendship with all of us. Just as we have special places in our hearts for the people that we love, our spouse, our parents, our children, our very close friends, so the heart of Jesus has a place in it for each and every one of us who are his special friends. The heart of Jesus is God's heart. Right now, in heaven, God has a human heart, the heart of Jesus, which beats out of love for you and for me. You see, it was God's desire to be so close to his creation that he took on flesh. The second person of the Blessed Trinity took on flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and was born, the man Jesus. So we know very confidently that God desires to be close to his creation. God desires very much to be close to us. And we might ask ourselves, do we believe this? I hope that your answer is yes. But so often we act like we don't believe it. We try to convince ourselves that God doesn't really care about me. He doesn't care about my story. In the grand scheme of the universe, how could God possibly be concerned with little old me and my problems? And so we then try to replace God with all sorts of different things. You might try and replace him with money or power or prestige. All things that are lesser goods. And we may even sometimes try to replace him with things that wind up being harmful to us and become addictions, like alcohol or drugs or pornography. Our deepest human desire is to find refuge in that heart of God, the heart of Jesus. And nothing can ever satisfy that longing other than being a friend of Jesus. God's word that we have heard this morning invites us to reflect a little bit more deeply on this closeness of God to us. And the scriptures this weekend use the image of the sheep and the shepherds. In the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, God speaks through the prophet, and he decries all of the bad shepherds of Israel, those who are leading the people astray, those who are more concerned about their own welfare than that of the people. And God says that he will come, he himself will come and shepherd his people, that he himself will come and shepherd them rightly, and then he will give them sheep, shepherds after his own heart. Then in the psalm today, we reflect a little bit more on how God will shepherd his people. It's probably, might be your favorite psalm. A lot of people love the 23rd psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing I shall want. Notice how personal the psalm is. It's the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me in the right paths. He will give me repose. It's very, very personal. The 23rd psalm speaks about how God wants to be close to us, as close as the shepherd is to his sheep. And then, And then all of this imagery finds its fulfillment in Jesus. What does Jesus call himself? He says, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep." Jesus says that he is the fulfillment of that prophecy that we heard about in the first reading. He is God come to shepherd us rightly. He is that fulfillment, that God would come so close to us to be our shepherd, to be one of us. So what are the implications for us, for our lives? What do we want to hear from this message today? First of all, we want to remember that God loves us in a very personal way. He loves us in the heart of his Son. That each of us has a place in that sacred heart. And that just as the heart of Jesus was moved with pity for the crowd, the heart of Jesus is moved for each of us. The heart of Jesus knows our challenges. He knows our difficulties. He also shares in our joys. So that in the grand scheme of the entire universe, God does indeed care about little old me and everything that is happening in my life. What a wonderful thing it is to reflect on the fact that I have a place in the heart of Jesus. That I am loved that particularly, that specially, that I have a place in God's heart. The second point for us to meditate on this weekend is that the heart of Jesus is a remedy for the coldness of our age. What do I mean by the coldness of our age? Well, I think in the 21st century, in our technological age, where we feel like we are actually very close to people, in reality, we're very distant from them. Our technology, though it's a good thing. I love my technology. But it creates distance. So instead of visiting someone, we text them. Instead of calling someone, we send an email. We look on social media, for those of you who are on social media, and we look at the wonderful things that people post there, the pictures, and we think about how wonderful their lives are. And why isn't my life that wonderful? And it creates a distance. It creates a coldness. It creates this persona that we try to keep up. And when we look at the heart of Jesus, what do we see? We see flames. We see fire. The heart of Jesus is always depicted as being on fire. And fire gives warmth. It gives light. It attracts. So it is a remedy for the coldness of our age. For when we feel distant from folks, when we feel like perhaps my life isn't as great as someone else's, we look at that heart of Jesus and remember the first point, that we are loved in that heart. And that heart desires us to be close. And that's why it's on fire. And lastly, our last point is really more of a request. That if you do not have an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your home, go out and get one. Put it in your bedroom, put it in your living room, put it by your front door, so that you can see the heart of Jesus on fire. And remember that you have a place in that heart. So that when the world might feel cold or distant, or people feel cold and distant from me, when I see that heart, I remember that Jesus loves me in a very particular way. My friends, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for the crowd. And his heart continues to beat out of love for you and for me. And the Eucharist that we will partake of from this altar is a very tangible connection to the heart of Jesus. We often refer to the sacrament of the Eucharist as the sacrament of Jesus' love. So as we receive Jesus in Holy Communion today, may we feel the fire of his love, the fire of the love of Jesus in our hearts and in our lives.